That's when we're learning Daf Gimel with Beis and the Sugya Ahu Arma. We had the opportunity to look at a Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Kiddushin. It goes from Lamed Vav and Beis to Lamed Zayim and Al. Last time we paid attention to the first half, Lamed Vav and Beis, and now we're going to pay attention to the second half, Lamed Zayim and Al. The first half of the Mishnah, Lamed Vav and Beis, gives the Yisod, gives the Klal, and the general principle is that Mitzvah Tluya Baharetz is Noheges only Baharetz. The principle in the Mishnah is that non-agricultural mitzvahs apply all over the world. And we spend some time on that in the Sugya Ahu Arma, looking at exceptions, looking at non-agricultural mitzvahs, which are still limited to Eretz Yisrael, perhaps because they're mitzvahs of tzibur or other reasons. But now let's look at the other half. The Mishnah also says that if a mitzvah is agricultural, a mitzvah tzli ba'aretz, generally, it's no heges, being rak ba'aretz, ain't no heges el ba'aretz. The general rule, is that agricultural mitzvahs apply only in Eretz Yisrael, but then you get to Lamed Zayin and Aleph, the seifa of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, but there are a few exceptions. There are a few exceptions, agricultural mitzvahs, which even apply b'chutz la'aretz. And the Tanakh is going to debate how many there are, but the first exception given is Orla. Chutz min ha'orla kilayim Reb Lezer Omer af ha'chadash. What's Orla? So Orla is a Pesukim and Chumash tell us. Pesukim and Chumash tell us that if you have a fruit tree, if you have a fruit tree, the Torah describes a fruit tree growing in Eretz Yisrael. If a fruit tree growing in Eretz Yisrael, he said, oh, Lord, you come into Eretz Yisrael, and there's a tree that gives fruit. So different species of trees take different amounts of time to mature to the point where they actually bear edible fruit. Many trees don't bear edible fruit for a number of years. So then the whole din of Orla is irrelevant. But the Torah tells you, if you have a species of tree that gives edible fruit within the first 3 years, any fruit that grows from the first three years, is Aser Bachila, Aser Bahana. You came across this recently, I think, in Bekias and Eilu Ovrin as well. The din of Orla. Any fruit that are produced in the first years of the 3 years of the tree are Aser Bachila, Aser Bahana, Pashtus Talon Srefa, Yisr Hana. That's Orla. And by the way, as an aside, we know that the concept of whether something grows on a tree or not is something that's familiar to us in terms of Bar Pri Eitz versus Bar Pri Adama. Or bracha di mekan papayas, or bracha di mekan bananas, or bracha di mekan strawberries, have a blueberries, is it a bush a tree, is a bush not a tree? That whole discussion about differentiating between trees and non-trees, so Bar Pri Eitz, Bar Pri Adama, it's a din drabana, because the whole chi of bracha rishona is only drabana. But the Ke'en Daraisa, the Daraisa model for differentiating between fruit of a tree versus fruit of a non-tree, the Daraisa is right here. That's Orla. Orla only applies to trees. And clearly only applies to trees because non-trees tend to regrow every year. Right? If there was a din of Orla on vegetables, you would never be able to eat vegetables. And the whole din of Orla applies to trees because you have the same plant. When you have a tree, you have the same plant from year to year to year. So the first 3 years will be aser, but beyond those years, the tree will last for many years, and the fruits beyond the first 3 years, the fourth year has its own special dinim, and from the fifth year and on, totally heter gamur. Now that's the din of Arla. The Torah describes in the Chumash as applying in Eretz Yisrael, but the Mishnah tells us Arla applies even in Chutzlaretz. So if you have, if you plant a seedling in your backyard, in New York, New Jersey, or Florida, or Argentina, or Peru, or Belarus, if you plant a seed in your backyard, in less than 3 years, you have a tree that's actually bearing fruit. The Mishnah says there is a din of Arlas Chutzlaretz. There is a din of Arlas Chutzlaretz. You're not allowed to eat those fruit. However, the Gemara has, later on, Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara begins to have a discussion. This whole din of Orla's chutzlar, it's not in the Chumash. Chumash tells Orla Eretz Yisrael. Come into Eretz Yisrael, you have a din of Orla. But the Mishnah says there is a din of arla chutz laretz. So where does it come from? So the Gemara has two options. Either it's a din drabbanan. Okay, maybe Chazal say midrabbanan we're going to apply a din of chutz laretz, arla chutz laretz. Or maybe it's higher than that. Maybe it's a halacha lemoshe misinai. A din daraisa, but not a pasuk in the chumash. A din daraisa, but totally tarash al peh. Maybe it's halacha lemoshe misinai. So that's a discussion. It's a discussion in the Gemara. But either way, Arla is Asr in Chutz Laretz. It's not a pasuk in the Chumash, but it is Asr, either min HaTorah as Halacha Moshe Sinai, or Midrabanan, a new Gzeira Takana Drabanan. And the Gemara has some interesting things to say. The Gemara tells a fascinating, surprising story about a halachic story, a surprising halachic story about Arla's Chutz Laretz, which might help us, might be the key to understanding our sugya. Let's come back to where we were up to. And we're going to see how Arla's got the sugya of Arla at the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin will be exceptionally helpful. It'll be the key to open up our sugya. Let's remember where we were at. We're near the tail end of the Lishna Malya sugya. Motzi Diba, the Barav Gimel of Beis. We had several stories of Motzi Diba. Over Shabbos, Rabbi Neuber made a point Ha'ara to me. This sugya is all after the fact. Motzi Diba Uksil is after the fact. Elsewhere, the Gemara Brachas and Ksubas talks about Al Tiftach Pele Satan. That's talking about something that hasn't yet happened. If a person is going to daven and say, HaKadosh Baruch, you haven't even punished me for all my avarice, something like that, that's asking for trouble. So that's Al Tiftach Pele Satan talking about the future. Our Gemara is talking about the past. Rav Kahana had already passed away. With Yochum Chakuka, the wheat had already gone bad. Or in our Gemara, Rav and Rav Chia, the relatives had already passed away. So Motzi Diba Ukasil, Machok is Rashi Meiri. What the concern is, that's when I'm reporting on the past. Bad news that already happened, the Gemara says you should be, it's better to be indirect, better to reduce it. Again, Meiri spoke about the impact that has my own tikkun aminus. Rashi spoke about being sensitive to the impact that bad news will have on the people you tell it to, especially if you shock them. Okay. In the course of that, the Gemara come, the first two episodes of Motzi Diba Uksil, the Baal of Gilman Beis. Then we got into the third episode, Rav and Reb Chia, on the top of Dalad, Amid Aleph. And last time we had, in that Gemara, we had learned some basic background in terms of the Dinam of Avelus. The higher level of Avelus, the more intense level of Shiva, the less intense level of Shloshim, and then for a person who loses a parent, the even lower, least intense level of Yud Beis Chodesh. And we learned that the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, so the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, that all these, the Shiva, the Shloshim, they all begin at Shas HaKvura. When the mace is, when the Nifter is buried, that's when Shiva begins, that's when Shloshim begins. The Kavura is the Mechayiv of Avelus. The Kavura is when the Avelus begins. A difficult discussion we showed him have, how about you have a mace that you're not going to be able to bury, Rahman al-Islam? A mace dies in captivity, we're trying to retrieve the body, or there's a shipwreck. Terrible, terrible, heart-wrenching situations, but those are difficult situations that have to be dealt with. But in a normal situation, where a mace is able to be brought to Kavura, so the Shiva, the Shloshim, begin at the Kavura. Okay. And we spent some time last time on our Gemara with the story, remember, that Rav alludes to Reb Chia. He indirectly communicates to Reb Chia about the loss, again, of Chokas Rashi Tosis, whether Reb Chia had lost siblings or parents, whether it was Rav's parents or Rav's grandparents, Reb Chia's siblings or Reb Chia's parents. But be that as it may, Rabbi Chia, because the news had come in after so long, it was more than 30 days after it happened, Shmuel Rechoka, he only kept one day. The entire Shiva, the entire Shloshim, are compressed into one day. He keeps it one day. Even that day, Mixam Kukulo, he says, take off my shoes, but I'm going to take a bath later today. I'm going to go bathe, because I'm going to keep Shiva and Shloshim for a short period of time. Right now, you told me the news, so right now I'm in Shiva and Shloshim. I have to take off my shoes right away. And that was his act of Avelus, Rabbeinu David said. He had to, the first Shema Minah was that Ne'ilas HaSandal. taking or removing shoes was a sufficient act of avelos to count as, now you've done some avelos, and by the time you get to the bathhouse, mixes yom kikulo. You've done some substance avelos, and then you only have the rest of this day, not even the entire rest of the day, an hour or so, a short period of time, then already is mutter. That was the Gemara. But we had left off with two kashas. I know the Zoom audio was a little on and off. I don't know if you guys caught it live. You guys caught it afterwards on the recording. But we left off, I was hoping that you were able to hear me, even when the Zoom was flickering. We left off with two kashas that we need to solve right now. One kasha on the beginning of the Gemara, and one kasha on the end of the Gemara. On the beginning of the Gemara, the fact that Rav indirectly told the news to Rechia only indirectly, we saw the Haggadah Maimini, it's a Mordechai as well, we saw the Haggadah Maimini, quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, is Madaik. Rav sounds like he wouldn't have volunteered the information at all. Rechia asked him, so then he said the news as indirectly as possible. It sounds like Rav would have been willing to not tell Rechia, even though Rechia is a Chiva Velas. And Haggadah Maimini quoted Rashi, not only b'sheva al tasa, passively, Rav would not have shared the information, but even actively, Rav would have been allowed to invite Reb Chiya to a wedding, dance with Reb Chiya, even though he knows Reb Chiya has a chiva veils. Reuven knows that Shimon lost a relative. Shimon doesn't know it. Reuven, says Rashi, is allowed to invite Shimon to come to a simcha. The kumva say, what does this mean? You're being machshu him. How are you talking? Kasha number one. Kasha number two was on the Seifa of the Gemara. This whole business of Shmua is intriguing. What is Shmua? Shmua, number one, it matters whether you heard the news within 30 days, after 30 days. What does that mean? Okay, maybe it wore off. Or maybe you'll say, look, after 30 days, Shloshim is already over. You missed Shloshim. But then the question becomes, and let's say you hear the news within 30 days. Right? The implication of the Gemara is if there's a Shmuel Karova, if you hear the news within 30 days of the passing, or the Kavur of the Nifter, so then you have to keep full Shiva and Shloshim. What does that mean? What does that mean? Reuven comes, Reuven leaves, Reuven travels from Beijing to Bombay. And Reuven knows that Shimon just lost his brother in Beijing. It takes him, he travels on camel, he travels on a pack mule, whatever it is, from Beijing to Bombay. Beijing to Bombay is a very long trip in the old days because you have to cross the Himalayas. That'll probably be a Shmur Ruchoka. It's a bad example. Okay. So let's imagine he travels from Beijing to Shanghai. So Reuven leaves Beijing. So Shimon's relative passes away with Chodesh Kislev, and Reuven leaves Beijing, head to Shanghai. Reuven gets to Shanghai 2 weeks later, the middle of Kislev. Tesvav Kislev, and he tells him, you lost your relative. Reuven tells Shimon, you lost your brother 2 weeks ago. So what does Shimon do? Shmua Krov, it's within 30 days. But Shimon begins to sit Shiva and Shloshim. What do you mean Shiva and Shloshim? It's too late. Shiva was the first 7 days of Kislev. Olive Beis Gimel Dal Hei Vav Zayin. Shiva's over. If you only hear about Pesach after Pesach is over, you don't keep your own Pesach. You miss Pesach. Right? If the Esther delivery only makes it to you after Sukkot is over, so we're very sorry. Olas Rachim on the Patre. But you're not going to shake Lulav and Esther with Chodesh Cheshvan. It's within 30 days of Sukkot. That's absurd. It's too late. Sukkot came and went. So what do you mean? If Shimon finds out that he lost a relative 2 weeks ago, how does he, Shmuel Karova, within 30 days, how does he start Shiva now? Shiva's over. Why?
Because Jewish holidays are commemorated a certain day and are set in stone with regard to what you're doing. When it comes to Shiva, the amount of time that you're participating is set for the time you're doing it is up to you.
Oh, good. So Akiva says, well, Sukkot, as Sukkot is, starts on Tezvav Tishrei. That's fixed. Then maybe here, when Shiva starts is fluid. So that's interesting, because we said normally Shiva and Shloshim begin at the Kavura. So now what you're telling me, what Akiva is saying is, well, from the end of the Sugya, you see, it's like there are two different ways to start Avelos. There are two different Mechayivim for Avelos. Either the Kavura is Mechayiv Avelos,
or the Shemua is Mechayev Avelos. And that's what Kiva say. So if you were there, one way to start Avelos is the burial. The other way to start Avelos is hearing the news. Hearing the news. Shemua. So if Shemua is Mechayev Avelos, so then it depends. If it's a Shemua Krova, it's Mechayev a full Shiva Shloshim from the moment of the Shemua. And if it's a Shemua Rechoka, if I hear the news, it's already older news, it's a bit of more than a month, so then the Shemua also immediately starts, creates an Avelos, but the Avelos starts right away, but only lasts for a day. And even that day gets cut down to a fraction of a day. But that's still sort of interesting. So then you have to understand, that Akiva is saying, look, Akiva is basically telling us, there are two different Mechayvim for Avelos, and therefore there are two different ways to start the Shiva and Shloshim count. What does that mean? So, will the real Avelos please stand up? And it's sort of funny that you're right, that that's what the evidence seems to indicate. What does that mean? There are two different Mechayvim. You can either have Avelos created by Kavura, or you can have Avelos created by Shmua. What does this mean? Yeah. Ah, okay, good. But Yom also points out Yontif truncates on the other end. Right? The Mishnah is saying, El Megalchen, and normally you have Shiva and Shloshim, but if Shiva runs into Yom Tov, so then it stops right there. Or Shloshim runs into Yom Tov, it stops right there, assuming that the Avelos has already begun. If Rachman Letzlan, a person passes away on Yom Tov, the Kvur isn't going to happen until afterwards, so then, or Kvur is going to happen to Chol HaMoed, actually the Shiva doesn't fully start until after Yom Tov. But if the Shiva already began before Yom Tov, even if they sat for a short period of time, when Shiva and Shloshim comes, it cuts it, right? And to what's your relevancy? That's good, that's true. What?
The same idea that it's sort of like fixed,
but it's not. You're saying the time is adjustable. Yeah, that is true. Right? The time is adjustable. Yeah. Yeah.
I think based on what Muhammad said, further what I said, that I forgot who wrote it, but there's like a famous Shiva and Shulas where someone discussed it, if you take upon yourself
So Akiva's point, I think, buttressing his point, the fact there is a notion of Tosefes Yontif, but Tosefes Yontif, that's the same as Yontif itself. Yontif is calendaric, whereas Shiva is something superimposed on the calendar. As an aside, the fact that Yontif is calendaric, whereas Avel is something superimposed on the calendar, that also might be the explanation for another thing, another curiosity in our sugi. This whole notion of Mixas Hayom Kukulo. Some of the posts can say, well, why not say Mixas Hayom Kukulo on Shabbos Yontif also? That was it's not a joke. In the early part of the 20th century, it was a tremendous nisayon to not work on Shabbos in America. Tremendous nisayon. The hashkama minyanim originally began in America for people who were going to work. They'll go to shul, wear a talis, daven, make kiddush, and then go on the train and go to work in the garment district. It's like a It's a hard to even imagine what that looked like. There were people who, when they we spoke about the pink slips, there are people who made a major simcha when they retired from work. They're able to keep Shabbos. It's so hard to even wrap your mind around it. But that's clearly not the din. It's clearly not the case that you're allowed to say mixim kakula on Shabbos. I kept Shabbos until 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm done. And I kept Pesach till 11 o'clock in the morning, the last day. Clearly, you don't say mixim kakula. So how come you do say it by Avelos and by Nazirus and a few other cases, but not by Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the simplest answer is exactly that point that Akiva raises. That if something is calendaric,
So there's no mixum kukulo. Today is Pesach. Today is Shabbos. But if something is super, you have a malos, it's superimposed on the calendar. You came across a malos by Yoledas. You have a set of days that's superimposed on the calendar, so then you can say mixum kukulo. Yeah. Aaron. Yeah, but you've been waiting patiently for a long time.
Hold on to that concept for a moment. Talk about knowledge. Yeah, hold on to that concept. Yeah? Sure?
That Shiva and Shlosha are not counted there?
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but like, you're making a tilak, but what gives you the logical basis to do that?
Well, the Gemara has the idea of mixing up kukulo. That's the Gemara. Gemara has it here, and in Moed Katan, the context of Eilis. The Gemara has it in the context of Mishnayis have it, in the context of Nazir. Mishnayis say, I take a 30-day Naziris, so I can already end it on day 30. Right? Unlike 10 days of quarantine, for COVID, we don't say Misam Kukulo. It's a full 10 days, and day 11, you're free to go, as we know. Okay, so that's a shy, let's say Misam Kukulo or not. Yeah, the postgame I have spoken to recently, where the note to Lahachna. But in Halachna Malos, you find it only in those cases where it's not calendar. But let's come back. So again. So what do we have here? So we have one problem is how could it be mutter to not tell? And the other problem is, how could it be, what's going on with the Shmua? How does that make sense with the Shmua? So Akiva was saying, well, maybe Shmua is the independent creator of a Chiv Aveilus. Chiv Aveilus can be created through Kibura or through Shmua, which is interesting. It's unusual to have a halacha that can be driven independently by either or, two different options. What creates it? Didn't you have it sometimes? But it's mikra zehomer darsheni. We want to understand, like, what's the nature of the din of avelos that it can be driven either by the kavura or by the shmua. So Aaron points to the question of knowledge, which you're going to have to come back to. I'm going to take more questions in a couple minutes. Let's now, with those two questions in mind, the question of the shocking kula of Dagoz Maimini and Rashi, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Beis, Sif Yud Beis, and this whole Kavura versus Shemua issue. So the answer might lie, and this is what Bechana points out in Kovetz Ha'aris. I put the details of Ma'am Kovetz in the Ma'am Kovetz, yeah. Bechana points out in the beginning of Simen Nun Ches in Kovetz Ha'aris. Kovetz Ha'aris, right here, this is Kovetz Ha'aris. It's the Rabbi Chanan Sefer on Yevamos. Kovetz Shiurim is used more often, especially in Pesachim. That's, as I've mentioned in the past, notes that the Talmidim wrote, the sheer notes that the Talmidim wrote. Kovetz Ha'aris is Rabbi Chanan on Yevamos, written by Rabbi Chanan himself. And over the course of Kovetz Ha'aris, over the course of learning Yevamos, he manages to touch on, one gets the sense, on Kala Torah Kula. There are a lot of sugyas that are not really Yevamos sugyas. He manages to smuggle them into Kovetz Ha'aris. Yeah. Well, there's a Taisus, and there's that. All of a sudden, here we are. So Rav Chana, beginning of Siman Nun Ches in Kovetz Ha'aris, addresses this point briefly. And Rav Shechter addresses it somewhat greater length. And quoting Rav Chana in the beginning of Siman Yud Beis and Bikvet Zon. And they point us to this Gemara with which we began to shear today. Arlon Chutzlarts. So again, the Mishnah told me Arlon Chutzlarts. The Pasuk doesn't mention Arlos Chutzlarts. The Pasuk mentions Arlos Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah, though, does say, it's a Mishnah in Kiddushin, that Arlos Chutzlarts is no way for Chutzlarts. But why? The Pasuk doesn't say it. The discussion of the Gemara, does that mean that it's the Rabbanon or it's Daraisa Banan the Chumash? Is it Rabbanon or is it Halacha Lemosha Misinai? Now, the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes this Mishnah, the very end of the Ma'amar Kamas packet. This is the last Mishnah in Arla. The last Mishnah in Arla. The Mishnah says,
Safik Arla, let's say I have a Safik Arla, I'm not sure whether this fruit is from year three or year four. I'm not sure. We tag all of them. If you go to a religious farm, a religious orchard in Eretz Yisrael, they tag the trees. You have to, with a tag that says when it was planted.
Like wine.
Huh?
Like wine. They label the barrel.
Right, right. So here you need to know is this a Tav Shinayin Tes tree? Is this a Tav Shinayin Ches tree? Is this a Tav Shinun Ches tree? A Tav Shinun Ches, probably I can tell. But whether it's 3 years old, 4 years old, 5 years old, 2 years old, it may be hard to know. So they tag the trees. But let's say the tags came off. And now we're not sure, you know. So in Eretz Yisrael, Aser. The Surya, in Syria, which doesn't have full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then you're ready, Safik is a Mutter. Uvechutz La'aretz, Yored V'lokeach, in Chutz La'aretz, you can go and buy, Uvevachalim, and locate. Those you don't see the fellow picking. What does that mean? So the Gemara Kedusha says something, wait, what's more Mutter than Mutter? In Eretz Safik, Arla's Eretz Yisrael is Safik Aser. Safik Arla in Syria is Mutter. And Safik Arla in Chutz La'aretz is even more than Mutter. Go buy it, as long as you don't see him picking. What does that mean? Take a look at the Gemara Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin says the following shocking story. The Gemara says, and I believe it might even be quoted in the corner of the page on the Ram. The Gemara at the top of Lama Tess Amar Aleph tells the following shocking story. Absolutely shocking story. No, it does not appear here. It appears at the top of Lama Tess Amar Aleph in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Le Levi, listen, this is not a very long story on both sides. This is really short. As in, it's a one-liner. But it packs a real punch. Amar Le Levi Le Shmuel. Levi says to Shmuel, the Amora Levi says to the Amora Shmuel, Talmid Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Very religious people. Aryoch. That's how Levi, that's the name, the term that Levi used to refer to Shmuel. Great one. Sapekli v'ano echo. Feed it to me, provide me with all his chutzlaretz, and I'll be glad to eat it. Well, what's going on? Can you imagine that? I'm not going to walk into Burger King myself, but you know, why don't you go get me something good from Burger King, I'll be glad to eat it. Get me fries from McDonald's, I'll be glad to have it. Really? What's going on? Feed it to me, I'll be glad to eat it. And the Gemara says, Rav Avya and Rabbah Bar Rav Chanan, Misapku Sapuki La'adani. Rav Avya, two Amor later Amorah, Rav Avya and Rabbah Bar Rav Chanan, they would provide Arlas Chutzars to each other. What on earth? What on earth is going on? So the Ran here, you have the Ran in front of you. The Ran makes a comment. Ran says, what does this mean? He gets into the whole discussion, not for right now. He gets into discussion, the opening discussion, Shev Shmaitza and Shav Yosher, Macholkes Yishon about Tzvik Dereis Elochumar, whether it's Dereis Drabanan, not our topic right now. But he makes the following comment. Take a look at the Ran, you have the Mar Makomos. In the third line, he says, this is more. He says, can we prove me or anything about Safek? But Safek L'Churma, Safek L'Kula, normally he says, no. This is more than regular Safek Draban, even Safek Draban L'Kula. This may well be a Din D'Raisa. If you hold that Aral Chusar says Aral Chumashina, it may well be a Din D'Raisa, and yet this Safek is more Mutter than even Safek Rabbanan. And that's what the Mishnah had said. This Safek Aser, this Safek Mutter, and then here, we're actually allowed to eat it as long as you didn't see. What does that mean? Says the Ran, take a look, three lines in right over here. Halcha itzrich l'nishri kol shenola doshum safek va'olam. Arlas chutz la'aretz, built into halcha Moshe Mi'Sinai, is that it's only aser v'bevada. If it's safek is mutter, you know what that means? That means any type of safek whatsoever makes it mutter. FLP, again, inside the Ran, Dira Masel Garcinon, three lines into Dira Masel Garcinon. This is around the Mar Makamos, Tezvav on Beis Bedap Yarif. It corresponds to Lamatel Samanal from the Gemara. Itzrech Lamishri Kol Shinobo Shum Safik Ba'olam. Arlo Chutz Laretz, that built in the Alchemosh Messina, is any Safik at all is Mutter.
Even if it's not a strong enough suffix to matir in some other place. The Mishum Hachi Aminon, number one, Kol HaMekel Ba'ara Talacha Kemos Tebuchutzar. The Gemara is a rule that when there's a machlokas, if there's any shita that's Mekel on Orlas Eretz Yisrael, even if he wouldn't be Mekel like him Eretz Yisrael, but Orlas Chutzar will take any shita Mekila. Really? I feel Yachim and Malkim Rabin. Even if it's a Yachid who's Mekel against a Rambo or Machmer, normally even a Drabanan, it wouldn't just willy-nilly follow any Shita Yechida, but Orlas Chutzlar, it's a single Shita, it's Mekel, boom! Why? Says the Rab. The Chol Sveka Shagra Filo Karv Levada. Any Sapphic is Mutter. Even if it's most likely Aser, if it's not for sure Aser, but Orlas Chutzlar, it's Mutter. What does that mean? He says, well, after all, Afilo Sapukila Dadi Nami Shari. You're allowed to feed. I'm allowed to give you if I have if I don't know if apples actually give fruit during the first 3 years. But let's imagine they do. And I plant an apple seed, Johnny Appleseed. I'm planting apple seed in my backyard, and 2 years later I have apples growing in the backyard. So I can't eat them because they're all as chutzlars. But I'm allowed to. The Gemara says I'm allowed to give them to you. Give them to you. What does that mean? I'm going to give them to you. That's what the Gemara just said. Normally, that'd be terrible. V'ilu b'shari surim, any other erev halacha, v'adai o'im shum lifnei iver. And that would be a violation of lifnei iver. I make, even isadra banan, we paskin, that chicken and cheese is an isadra banan. So if I make a chicken cheeseburger, it's machlok satanam, whether olf is fleshik min ha-Torah, fleshik min drabanan, or parav. So we paskin, fleshik min drabanan. I'm sure you came across this last year in Perakal Basa. Opening sugya, of pachal. Right, halacha lemais we passing very clearly. Shulchan Aruch, of pachal is an issa drabanan. So let's say I take a piece of chicken, but I make it, I dress it up so it looks like fish. I make it look like fish, and I put cheese on. I cook it in milk. I fry it in butter, and then I give it to. I know that's of pachal. Am I allowed to give it to you? Chas v'shal. No, the bishul is mutter. It's of. Well, yeah. But I'm definitely not allowed to give it to you. That's not my point anyways. I definitely, it happens to be mutter, but that's not my point. My point is, if I have Olf B'chala, I know this is Yisra Abanam, I'm not allowed to give it to you. All of a sudden here, we have the Gemara has these stories, on top of Lama Tesson based in Kiddushin. And again, those stories are an application we saw as the Mishnah at the end of Orla. The Orla Chutzlaretz, as long as I don't know, is mutter. That's shocking. And that, by the way, is also the answer. The kasha is the answer. What Rabbi Chanan points out is that what the Gemara is saying, what the Ran is touching on, is that this isn't just a regular din of Safek Lachura, Safek Lakula. No, this is way more. Because as the Ran himself said explicitly, these are the type of Safek that allows us to makel on all those chutzars. We would never be makel even on Issa Drabanan. Because there's one shita who's mekel, we would never be mekel on that type of slight suffix in din, nor would we ever be mekel. I'm not allowed to give you something if I know it's treif and you don't know it's treif. That's lefnei iver. All of a sudden here is mutter. What does that mean? The Ran says all those two dinim of number one, kol mekel baaretz halacha kamos b'chutzlaretz, and number two, that I'm allowed to feed you all those chutzlaretz if you don't know what it is. They're both coming from the same place, which is what? Any slight suffix is mutter. What means suffix? I know it's treif. How do I feed it to you? The answer is, you know what he means by any slight suffix?
Well, you don't know.
Exactly.
Well, you don't know, can't harm.
Oh! Normally, that's not true, but here it's true. Normally, it is false that what you don't know doesn't harm you. Normally, it's false that ignorance is bliss. But Arlas Chutzlaretz is a rare exception.
Good.
So what Rav Chanan says is, this is the beginning of Simon Ches in Kovetz Aris, and Rashi to picks up on this, beginning of Simon Yud Beis in Bikvet Zon, the halacha of the Moshe Mi-Sinai of Orlas Chutzlaretz is, it's the following, the most elegant, efficient way to say it, is that the Isser of Orlas Chutzlaretz, unlike other Isser with the Torah, the Isser of Orlas Chutzlaretz depends on Yediyah. It's only us or if you know.
If you don't know that Tzara Sufsaret, it is mutter. So that's why, number one, any slight suffix, there's one sheet to hold this as mutter. So it's not clear to me that's Aser. If I don't know for sure it's Aser, it's mutter. And even if I know that it's Aser, for sure, it grew in my backyard. I planted this tree 2 years ago. I'm not allowed to eat it myself, but I am allowed to feed it to you. Why does that make any sense? It's Lufna Iver. No. It's Aser for me, and it's mutter for you. It's treif for me, but it's kosher for you. How is that possible? Because this is an exceptional halacha, Arlos Hutzaretz, where every Isra has its definitions. Every Isra has its parameters. But Arlos Hutzaretz, one of the parameters is that has to be known to you to be Arlos Hutzaretz. If you don't know it's the Arlos Hutzaretz, it's not Aser. If you're not sure, or if he's sure, but you don't know. And that's what Levi even told Shmuel. You know, you're my apple provider, so you could throw in as many Arlos Chutzlars apples as you want, as long as I don't know. Because if I don't know, again, this is an exception. Let me say that again. Normally, this would be, in any other era of halacha, this would be Aser, because normally most halachas, the knowledge is not an inherent part of the definition of the din. But this is an exception. Either the Drabbanan, or, as we said, Arlos Chutzlars is probably halacha Moshe Sinai, but built into halacha Moshe Sinai is this piece. The definition of Arlos Chutzlars, as opposed to 99% of halacha, is Arlos Chutzlars means it has to grow on a tree. I say you have to define what a tree is. Not bananas, but apples. And it has to be within 3 years. And the whole discussion in Maseches Arlos, how you define 3 years, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah, and so on and so forth. Right? And if it's in Chutzlars, it's only Aser if you know that's Arlos Chutzlars. It's a special, exceptional piece of the Haggadah. And Rabbo
Sai. Wait, it's only Aser if you know it's less.
If you know that's Aser Chutzlars. So whether you're not sure about the din, the machlok is whether this is called a tree or not, or you're not sure about the mitzias. I don't know when this grew. Or you know for sure, but you didn't tell me. Yidia is actually a chalak of the definition of the din of Aser Chutzlars. Unlike most other areas of halacha. Their Bechanan, and Rashi go on to say, Arlos Chutzlars is exceptional as opposed to most other areas of halacha. But there might be a handful of other areas of halacha also, maybe there are another two or three areas that are also like Arlos Chutzlars. One which we will not get into, but that's a sugya in its own right, in the end of Maseches Kiddushin, is Mamzerus. No discussion of Mamzer She'eni Yodua, a remarkable sugya. The Isra Mamzerus is only if the Mamzerus is known. But if Rabbi Chanan has this quote from earlier Acharonim, that in theory, if the Masader Kiddushin knows that either the Chasar or the Kal is a Mamzer, but the kids don't know, he knows that there was a problem with the grandparents. But the kids themselves, the Chasar and Kal, don't know. Strictly speaking, the Masader Kiddushin, he could be Masader Kiddushin, even though he knows that this boy is a mamzer and the girl is not a mamzer. Right, so it's often not a good idea, because if they're going to find out later, it's obviously going to become, to say that it will be very complicated is an understatement. But in theory, it's not a listen either. Why not? Because for the same reason, because mamzerus is another exceptional area, like Arlos Chutzlars, where yidia is not just a practicality, yidia is actually part of the din itself. And then, there are a couple other examples. We'll give one other example. Another example is Avelos. All of a sudden, once you have this tool, it's not a raya. Just to be clear, it's not that we know this because of Arlos Chutzlars. Arlos Chutzlars might be the Kendaraisa, or if Avelos drop on. But at the very least, you notice there's a category, a structure, alumdus that you notice by Arlos Chutzlars that you can port over to Avelos as well. And that's what I think Aaron was beginning to talk about before. It takes back to what Akiva was saying. Remember, we had so many kashas before. Right? The simple Avelos. We were bothered, number one, the beginning of the sugya. How could it be this? Hagos Maimini is medayik from our Gemara. And as I said, Psachim Dav Dalabadal. Hagos Maimini said, is the makar that you're allowed to, you have the right to not tell people. Again, it's often not the wise thing to do. In most situations, it is wise and appropriate to let someone know that he lost a relative. But strictly speaking, you're not al pi hilchos avelus mechuyev to tell the person. And he said, the Hagadah's mind is like, "Fragor b'sheva al taser Rav could have avoided telling Reb Chiya." How you talking? Mechis chayv avelus. And even more, Rashi even said, "I could actively." He told him, "The guy doesn't know. I can invite him to the wedding." What's going on? The answer is that's mamish like the Gemara in Lama Tess and Kiddushim at Arla. Until he knows, Avelus is only a chiyuv once you know. It's the knowledge which creates the chiyuv Avelus. So Kalmai doesn't know, it's Taka Mutter. And that also speaks to the other issue we were handling before. What's the Mechayv Avelus? The Mechayv Avelus is the Kavura or the Shmula. Hayitachin, it'll be two independent, alternate, like parallel Mechayvim. The answer is no. Fundamentally, there's one Mechayv. The Mechayv is Yediyah. Mechayv is Yediyah. So if the Avel is at the Kavura, so then he knows he was there. He saw. He knows the Kavura just happened. And now that Yediyah that the Kavura had been done now jump starts the Avelus. But if the Avel was not aware that the Kavura was happening,
hears about it
later. So it's whenever the Yediyah, it's not pshat that. That kavur is mechayv avelus, and the shiva clock really starts ticking at the kavur. No, the yediyah is mechayv avelus. In a normal situation, the avel is nearby; he's able to come to the kavura. So then he has the yediyah of the kavura immediately at the kavura. Otherwise, if the avel is farther away, he'll hear only later that the kavura occurred. Whenever he knows about it, that is the catalyst to begin the chayv avelus from the moment of Yediyah. So much so that Rafal Mivalosh, the Taurus Rafal, he was the son-in-law, I believe, of Rav Chaim Mivalosh. If I remember correctly, he was the son of Rav Chaim Mivalosh and the father-in-law of Netziv. Netziv married Rav Chaim Mivalosh's granddaughter and succeeded him as Rosh Hashiva Mivalosh. So the Taurus Rafal has a discussion. This was the following Shaila only came up in the 1800s. Let's say you find out before the Kavura about the Misa, but you're not going to be at the Kavura. When does the Shiva begin? That was never possible until telegrams. Because it used to be, if you were close enough to hear about the news before the Kavura, you would be at the Kavura.
Can't they say, we know that the Kavura will be done by this?
So let's say the fellow gets a telegram that you lost a relative 300 miles away and the kavura is happening tomorrow morning. There's no way to make it there in time. So that's the shaila. Does the kavura, nowadays it comes more often. With COVID it came even more often. The shaila is, do you start the shiva immediately at the shmuas misa, or do you still have to have the idea that the kavura occurred? What role does the kavura play? Right. So that's part of the... So if you are, there are more layers to that. Also, if you were involved with the Mesa to some degree, so then the Gemara says whenever your involvement ends, that's when the Avelus begins. If you hand it over, the Avel goes with the Mesa part of the way, then has to turn back. That's the equivalent of Kavura. Rafal Mivalosh was handling, let's say there was no involvement at all. A person gets a telegram, you lost a relative, he's being buried tomorrow, hundreds of miles away, zehu. So does it start right away, or does it start Mishas Kavur? But that's all details within this core issue that the Mechayv Avelus is Yediyah. And Avelus joins Arlas Chutzlarts and Mamzerus in terms of in this rare category. There may be one or two others as well. Rare, a very short list of dinim that break the mold. Again, let's stress once more. The vast majority of dinim apply whether you know or not. Normally, it is Lifnei Iver to provide someone with something that's us, even though he doesn't know it. These are rare exceptions. All those chutzlaris, mamzerus, avails are rare exceptions because each of these dinim built into the geder hadin, built in the basic definition, is yediyah. Yediyah of the metzias is knowledge that this is all those chutzlaris. Certain knowledge that this fellow is a mamzer. Knowledge of the misa of the kavura, perhaps,
is in this case necessary in order for the din to apply. That's why the sapukia adadi is mutter, and that's why anytime there's any degree of suffix, as with ours chusar, so too with avelus, we also have a din halacha dira make a ba'avel. We're very willing to rely on a das yachid for the same reason. A suffix kolduhu is mutter because it's not based on the usual rules of suffix, it's because here yediyah is mechayev. So if you lack real yediyah, then the din does not apply, and that brings these dinim together.